You're listening to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report. The views and opinions shared on this program don't necessarily reflect those of Citywide Home Loans. Citywide Home Loans, LLC, NMLS 67180. David Hosterman, NMLS 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS 671258. Equal housing lender, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all that apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome back to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report. I'm David Hosterman alongside my co-host, John Edwards with Citywide Home Loans. In the studio this morning, we have the luxury of having our MVP guest host, Justin Fine with Jack Fine Properties. This is the show that brings you today's most relevant real estate insights and experiences from the industry's most dedicated players. John, good to see you.
How are you, Dave?
Doing good. No complaints. We got a Nuggets championship behind us.
And, I know.
And we got the champion of real estate in the studio today, in my opinion, Justin Fine.
Yeah, I also had to wait 47 years.
Exactly. That's fair. I get that. John, good to be on the show. Do us a favor and tell our listeners just a little bit about what's on store for today's episode.
Yeah, first of all, welcome back, Justin Fine. It's been a little while since we had you on the show.
It has. Thanks for having me back to the scene of the crime here.
Looking forward to it. So we have some great topics to discuss today, including what's going on in the Denver real estate market and some creative ways to help you purchase your next home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned investor, we have some great ideas for you today. Stay tuned for a triple play of Denver's hottest listings.
Got to throw out our quick yellow card, our warning card of the show, that Citywide Home Loans and Jack Fine Properties are not affiliated entities. Listeners are not required to use either participant to work with the other participant. And Citywide Home Loans has no affiliation with the Federal Housing Administration or the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. John, like you said to our listeners, we have one of the best in the business, in my opinion, Justin Fine today with Jack Fine Properties. Justin, always love having you on the show. Justin and I, for our listeners, go way back to our old school days of Arapahoe High School. And God, those were the good old days, weren't they, Justin?
The good old days, man. Yeah, the golden years. Well, no, not golden, I guess. We're not quite there yet. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Exactly. But anyways, I know it's been a while since you've been on the show. Tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, some of your real estate experiences.
Well, I'm a native here, second generation to Colorado. So very familiar with the differing areas. Love being here. It's a beautiful state now, as well as it's a fun time to be a sports fan in Denver.
Totally.
I mean, we get in back-to-back championships here, which is great.
Yeah.
But I have been in real estate now, I guess, 7 or 8 years. Some of us might call that close to a decade.
Yeah.
But my dad and I team up together, Jack Fine. He's been in the industry for, I'll say, since the late 70s.
Forever.
Yeah. Bit of a dinosaur, but that guy still acts like he's 21. He's quite the character. But we have a lot of fun together. But it's him and I. It's a two-man show, and we run lean and mean.
Yeah, no, and you guys definitely know what you're doing. Represent your sellers and buyers, you know, great. And, you know, you guys have some of the – you guys have more knowledge than most of the agents out there, which I love.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know, a lot of this just comes down to common sense. I feel like it doesn't have to be, you know, that difficult. But I'm humbled by you saying that.
John, do us a favor, and why don't we get into the first kickoff of the show?
Yeah, and before we get started and get too deep into it, Justin, we really like to hear from our agents with boots on the ground, so to speak, what you're seeing out there. I know you've had a number of listings lately, and you're working with some buyers as well. What's your feel of the market right now?
Well, I guess from my perspective, I mean, obviously this year has been pretty interesting and even bleeding into the latter part of last year. But I tend to be a pretty optimistic person. I mean, you've got to evolve and you've got to change to be able to stay relevant and consistent in these markets.
Totally.
You know, I think that the basics have really stayed the same. Like, yes, interest rates are up and, you know, scarcity and all this other stuff, but the basics remain the same from the list side, in my opinion. The ones, the properties that are priced well and presented well and marketed well, so they're priced right, if not a little conservatively, still generate the activity, still generate the interest, yep. still generate those types of offers that you're looking for with all the added bells and whistles as a seller.
Totally.
And from the buy side, I know there's a lot of scarcity out there as well with where interest rates are, you know, which is tough. I mean, they're still not like out of bounds like they were way back in the day.
Yeah.
But this is somewhat of the new norm, and I think we just got to get used to this. And it's always been consistent where I always say the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay.
Totally.
So even if you're trying to wait for interest rates to come down to purchase, it's a bit of an offset in my opinion, because you're going to be paying more for the house down the road, even though maybe your interest rate's a little bit less potentially, versus now get your foot in the door, get in the ball game, start generating that appreciation, let the money work for you.
Exactly. And I think one thing you chimed in on there, Justin, is, you know, the basics. I think when the markets change like they have, I think agents alongside lenders need to get back to the basics. And, you know, as silly as it sounds, it's as simple as making calls, picking up your phone, calling people back. You know, those are the simple basics that, you know, drive business, in my opinion.
Can I add something here?
Yeah, totally.
Agents, pick up your phone.
Exactly.
It's a great point. Yeah. It's agents, pick up your phone. We're in a position to negotiate. We're all here to help each other out, but pick up your phone. That's been frustrating over the past, I'd say, I don't know, 6 to 12 months. Just a lot of texting, emailing, everything wants to be documented.
Yes.
That's fine. We can document, but pick up your phone. Let's talk through this thing first, and then we can – you know, iron out the details later.
Exactly. Well, I think you made a great point, too. The reality is that we are where we are, right? And so, Dave, from an interest rate standpoint, we have a number of clients that I've talked to over the last, you know, couple of months that are waiting for interest rates to go down. Like, this is inevitable, and they're going to go back down to 2 or 3% at some point. Dave, we've been in the 6 to 7% interest rate realm for over a year now, right? And is there any indications that you're seeing that you're going to see interest rates drop back down below 5% anytime soon?
You know, there's some speculation, but nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody will ever have a crystal ball. I think, you know, I talked to a very reputable source at Caliber Home Loans earlier this week, and, you know, he thought rates would come down in July. Mm-hmm. But there's no indication that rates are coming down. But then you also look at other publications, like a group I'm in on Facebook, where you have these lenders pushing these 3-2-1 buy downs, these 2-1 buy downs to make it more affordable to these clients, with the clients' hope that they can refinance into a lower rate at some point. Mm. But who's to say there's going to be
lower rate?
Well, at least it gives you some runway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's the problem. It gives you runway, but what's going to happen in 2-3 years?
Well, here's the other point, at least the other side of it with the interest rate piece is values aren't necessarily coming down.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
We really haven't seen that, which I would have thought with rates doubling, in some cases tripling, you'd have seen rates or values come down a little bit. Yeah. Maybe a little we've seen, but not much.
No.
The values you're seeing come down are maybe listings that are overpriced.
Right.
Then having to come down.
Exactly.
They're still pricing 10 to 20% over what they should and thinking they're going to get that. So
exactly.
What are you seeing in new construction, Justin? Have you been showing any clients new construction at all or heard anything in that realm? I know that it's certainly when I drive around town, they're still building. There's new developments, it seems like, going up all over the place. Is that your sense as well, that there is new construction that continues to go up in to try to thwart some of this low inventory?
We can't keep up with demand, you know, even in today's world. And that's been that way for a long time. But yes, there's development everywhere. And, you know, as a buyer, that could be a great opportunity for you at this point to maybe get into a new construction. I know those guys were licking their wounds, you know, last year when interest rates started to spike.
Yeah.
All these people got under contract at a lower interest rate, and all of a sudden they can't afford that monthly payment because they haven't closed on the home yet. They've been waiting for it to be completed. But a way to counteract, and I'm sure you guys as lenders don't necessarily want to hear this, but, you know, it's good knowledge, and, hey, there's options out there. Really haven't ever had a good experience with an in-house lender on, you know, new construction sites, but you can get some deals. They're already padding in, interest rate buy-downs and stuff. As a matter of fact, I just did one closed on it last month, where I think we were in the high fours. You know, where the builder had already bought down the rate for the 30 years. So it's an option. It's not for everybody, but hey, it's something to look at.
Well, and you got to be patient if you're the buyer. You're dealing with a lender that's typically a builder's lender that's not getting paid much on these deals.
Banker's hours.
Yeah, banker's hours, not going to be yeah. on the evenings or the weekends. You know, but if you get to the closing table, you're usually going to be extremely happy with those terms.
Granted, there's pros and cons to both, right?
You know? 100% agree, yes. Talking about, you know, inventory levels, Justin, you know, that's something I've been seeing, you know, coming up more frequently lately, you know, in that median price point, you know, that, you know, anywhere from 450 to 650 range. You're seeing, again, multiple offers because there's, you know, lack of inventory. You're seeing these agents representing their buyers and advising on, you know, appraisal gaps or going over asking price, you know, sometimes waiving inspection for, you know, only health and safety items. Are you seeing inventory shortages like we are experiencing with a lot of our clients?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a bit of a double-edged sword and a kind of a two-part answer here. Number one, you know, think about you're a seller sitting in your home at a low interest rate and you want to move, you need to upgrade or something like that, transition out of your house. It's difficult to make that adjustment because, you know, you're getting into a new loan. Mm-hmm. Interest rate is going up, and if you need to upgrade, I mean, that really balloons your monthly payment.
Yeah.
However, going back to your point on inventory in that kind of mid-range market, and I mean, you know, that 550, 650 range, that's where it's still a digestible monthly number, and you are seeing a lot of competition in that ballpark, or at least that pricing range.
Yeah.
As long as it's still priced right? And it's got to be in somewhat good condition. It doesn't have to be an absolute gem. But again, if you're pricing that thing right and you're in that range, I think that's where the majority of the flow of water is happening right now.
Yes.
Is in that 5 to probably 650 range. You are having a successful outcome where you're getting multiple offers, above asking, appraisal gap type language, quicker closes, inspection language, all the bells and whistles you want as a seller.
Yep.
Easy path to closing from under contract to where you guys are signing papers at the table.
Totally. And, you know, I think one of the things you brought up too, John, and we see it more frequently is these clients that, you know, they get so anxious because they want to buy something. They want to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start running numbers with them and they're thinking, well, if I sell, where the heck am I going to move to?
Yeah.
And wow, why is my payment so high?
Yeah.
You know, I think you're running into that pretty frequently now.
Well, it's an expectation type scenario too, where if you're going to make these moves, make sure you're having these conversations before you get too geeked up. Before, I found this, saw this house on Zillow. I want to go buy it now. Like, get your ducks in a row first. Yeah. Get the numbers to where you're comfortable and be conservative with those as well, because things can change throughout this whole process. Maybe for the better, but most likely they're, you know, just add some padding there. But there just needs to be more dialogue before you jump into the deep end.
Yes, totally.
You are listening to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report on ESPN Denver 1600. Check out past episodes on our podcast at denversports.com. For mortgage questions and information, give us a call at 303-921-5747. If you'd like to get in touch with Justin Fine about buying or selling your next home, Justin can be reached at 303-522-9622. Dave, we got our hot listings.
Yeah, we got some really
good ones today.
You know, do you want to start off or should I, John?
We need some sound effects.
I'll get it started.
Yeah. Crackle.
Hot, Justin doesn't have any right now because he gets all his under contract as soon as they go under. Exactly. So if you're out there thinking about selling your home, Justin's a great guy to consider. This is an excellent property here at 8263 South Sicily Court in Aurora. This one is listed by Cara Riley with Brokers Guild, and it's listed at $560,000. It is a duplex in the Heritage Eagle Bend area, just over 2,700 square feet, three-bed, two-bath home on the golf course, maintenance-free living at Heritage Eagle Bend, one of Colorado's premier active adult golf communities. If you'd like some more information on this property, it is a 45-plus community, and you can reach out to Cara Riley at 720-416-1984. Just so that you guys know, when I first moved to Colorado, As I was getting settled in, my best friend's dad lived at Heritage Eagle Bend, and I slept in the basement there for a couple of months in the retirement community. My friends asked, where are you living in Colorado? And I said, the retirement community on the golf course. It's beautiful.
That's funny.
Dave, you got a good one over there, don't you?
Talk about golf courses. This one's got a great view of a golf course as well. This one's listed by Mark Eibner with Metro Brokers Realty Oasis. This property is at 7695 Hillgate Way in Parker. It's priced perfectly at $740,000. It's 3,200 total square feet. It's got four bedrooms, three baths. It's on a half acre with a great fenced lot with, you know, private access to the Kinney Creek trails. It's surrounded by open space. It's got a lot of new upgrades such as siding, furnace, AC. Great property. If you want to get in touch with Mark Eibner from Metro Brokers to hear about that property at 7695 Hillgate Way in Parker, give Mark Eibner a call at 720-217-5853 and make sure to tell him that Dave and John sent you.
And our third one here is Fariba Keshavarz. She's got a great listing here at 300 South Franklin Street in Denver, on the market at $1.19 million, a single-family residence just outside of Wash Park, 1,598 square feet, a two-bed, two-bath beauty of a home, corner lot location just two blocks from the park. Fenced-in backyard. This is a beautiful property. If you'd like some more information, give Fariba a call at 720-220-5432.
Awesome. Any other ones, John?
That's what we got for today.
Yeah. It seems like some weeks we have three, some weeks we have five.
I would agree. Well, sometimes we get last-minute calls from agents.
Exactly. Totally. Yep. I agree. 100%. Well, John, with that being said, why don't you kick off the second half of the show?
All right, guys. So for the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about some financing options. We're going to talk about how we can help those clients, maybe first-time home buyers, even seasoned investors, to purchase their next property or their first property. Dave, I'm going to tee it up here for you a little bit because I know you do a lot with the down payment assistance stuff, but there's certainly a lot of clients out there that would love to buy a home and they feel like they need to have a bunch of money saved up in order to do that. That's not really the case, though, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, I've been in many publications talking about the myths of buying a home and the myth of having 20% to put down. I think it's actually extremely rare nowadays for a client to come to the table and say, I want to put down 20%. And really, the only benefit with putting down a larger down payment of 20% is to avoid mortgage insurance. So there are a lot of other options available when it comes to down payment assistance programs. Those are going to be at a national level. Those are going to be at a state level. And those are going to be at a local level. For instance, El Paso County has the El Paso County Turnkey Program. Aurora has Aurora Hope Program. On a state level, we have Colorado Housing Finance Authority, which we are extremely familiar with those loans. I think last year our team was third in the state for Colorado Housing Finance Authority loans. So with that being said, they typically will carry a higher interest rate, but they do have the ability to offer a second mortgage that is non-repayable unless you sell the property or refinance the property. And then they also have grant options as well that are not repayable if you sold or refinance. Justin, I want to ask you about first-time homebuyers. Mm-hmm. Is it a good time for first-time homebuyers to be buying right now?
I mean, again, I'm always the optimist here, and yes, I always think it's a good time for first-time homebuyers. I mean, interest rates maybe aren't as sexy as they used to be.
Totally.
However, you can find yourself some deals out there.
Yes.
If you're looking in the right arena, you know, price range, all the dialogue and expectations have been set, you can get out there and you can have some sellers that are actually, you know, like we talked about before, helping you out with the down payment. Maybe you're getting a few items taken care of that are on the inspection report. But I think it's favorable for a buyer, a first-time home buyer right now, to get out there and take a look. And not to sound repetitive here or repeat myself, prices aren't coming down. And the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay.
Yes.
So that's the other part of this too, is you don't necessarily have to have the 20% down. Don't listen to all of the headlines and, you know, the scare tactics out there. Just make sure you have some professionals, some knowledgeable professionals like you guys, as well as, I guess I'll throw myself in there, that can hold your hand and walk you through this, because you do need someone to hold your hand and explain the reason to the rhyme. Hey, here's why we're doing this. That way you have the knowledge and you understand and you are comfortable as a first-time homebuyer, as well as you know you're making the right decisions here. Someone's not just pushing you to make a decision because they're trying to get something done.
Totally. And you're not paying somebody else's mortgage, right? When you're renting, you're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah.
So why not pay your own? And like Justin said earlier in the show, is you're going to be able to gain that appreciation, which is huge for, you know, long-term success.
Well, it's a stepping stone type process.
Yes.
So yes, it might not be your dream home that you're getting into, but get something that you're comfortable with, that you know is going to gain appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that thing, and when the market changes to be more favorable in your direction, sell that thing or keep it, rent it, and upgrade.
Yes.
It's a stepping stone process. I've got folks that I dealt with 7-8 years ago that bought small condos that are now selling those and getting out of their condo and upgrading into a nice single-family home.
No, totally. And for our listeners out there, if you're looking at buying or selling anything, definitely highly encourage you to get in touch with Justin Fine over at Jack Fine Properties. Wealth of knowledge, knows the business, knows the market, has been in the Colorado area for a long, long time. Justin, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best number that they can reach you at?
Best phone number is 303-522-9622. I call that the bat phone. That's something I keep on me all the time, and I will answer. If for some reason I don't, I am responding to you fairly quickly, whether it be a text or whatever, just let you know, hey, in something. With Dave Hosterman on the radio, I'll call you back in 10 minutes type of thing.
Yeah. And Justin's had that number forever, like since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have too. I remember.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Back when you actually had to dial people's numbers.
Yeah.
There's only a few numbers I remember, and Justin's is one of them.
Totally.
Don't ask me to recite yours.
So, Justin, you mentioned Dream Home, which I think is funny because a couple of years ago, things were so crazy. We actually had first-time homebuyers talking to us about buying their dream home. Well, or not buying. Well, it's not really my dream home, or this would be like our dream home if we could make it work. You don't have to be buying your dream home in your 20s. I think that the key is to purchase a property early on, start to build that equity, start to pay your own mortgage and not somebody else's. When you're paying somebody else's mortgage, in other words, you're paying rent, that's 100% not going to you at all,
correct,
right?
Yep.
So you know, you're, from a first-time homebuyer standpoint, the advice really, at least from our standpoint, would be, get out there and get into something. Even if we've had clients that have purchased single family homes and rented out 1, 2, 3 bedrooms to offset some of that mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. Not a bad strategy.
Not at all. No. And if you can get it to work and you're comfortable with somebody else, you know, in the house, that's a great way to offset some of these monthly payments. But as far as touching on the dream home, I mean, look, I say to clients all the time, if you were to design your own home from scratch, when that thing was complete, you'd still be looking back in hindsight going, ah, shoot, you know what? I wish I would have thought of this. I wish I would have thought of that. So there really is no perfect home out there, in my opinion. There's one. There's always some sort of, you know, there's some give and take to this thing. So work with, I spend a lot of time, especially with first-time home buyers, discussing priorities. What's more important? And let's then prioritize what we're looking for and what are secondary options that we can maybe do without or something that we could potentially upgrade down the road. So I think that's really important, is to have those conversations on the front side, so we're all on the same page. Plus, that makes me a lot more dangerous representing you, where if I see something where I'm out with maybe potentially another buyer, shoot, this doesn't work for these guys, but you know, I was thinking about, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. This would be great for them. Give them a call and, hey, get over here. Let's look at this thing.
I think that's a great point. I mean, I think setting the right expectations early on, especially for first-time home buyers that have not been through the process before, setting the right expectations, knowing what fits within their budget so that we as the lender can work backwards from there and let you as the agent know, hey, you know, based on what their comfort level is on the payment, I probably wouldn't show them homes for more than $450,000, $500,000, whatever the case might be. That creates a better experience for everybody. We're all on the same page, like you said.
Sure, and touching on that real quick, if let's just say you guys are approved, or you know, a buyer's approved for $500,000, let's just say, and that's their max, guys, don't go out looking at houses that are listed at $500,000. Now, if they've been sitting for a while, different story, because maybe there's some flexibility in price. but you really need to leave yourself a little bit of runway there, knowing that if this home generates some activity and other interest, that it's most likely going to go above asking. But that all comes down to strategy, expectation, you know, when we start this whole process.
Totally.
You are listening to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report on ESPN Denver 1600. Check out past episodes on our podcast at denversports.com. For mortgage questions and information, give us a call at 303-921-5747. And if you'd like to get in touch with Justin Fine with Jack Fine Properties to buy or sell your next home, Justin can be reached at 303-522-9622.
Same since high school.
So definitely some great sports. We got the U.S. Open going on right now at L.A. Country Club. That's exciting. God, Denver Nuggets.
Pretty incredible. I know. Congrats to them.
Pretty cool.
That parade was remarkable that they had on Thursday.
That was
crazy.
All the people.
Yes.
All the people at the parade.
Yes.
Still celebrating.
So, still pretty excited with Prime up in
CU.
That's going to be exciting. And, you know, this weekend right now, or next week, they actually have the Vail Shootout. Remember that?
I remember that fondly as a kid, and us playing lacrosse. I'm actually I'm heading up to Vail that weekend. So,
nice.
Yeah, good. With the family.
Good. We'll be up there too.
Very cool.
Don't look me up.
What about the Rockies? Are they going to pull it together and start getting something going?
Won a couple against the Red Sox, but
yeah.
I just think that division with LA, you know,
it's
San
a tough,
Diego.
Yeah.
Ironically, Arizona's having it one heck of a year, but it's definitely interesting. It's
hard to stay excited with those guys. Yeah. You know, it is still fun to go to those day games, the Businessman Special, the weekday day games, and Denver's largest bar.
Seriously.
Yeah, they, but yeah, it's, and how about Kroenke? You got the Rams,
mm-hmm.
the Avalanche.
Yeah.
And now the Nuggets.
Mammoth.
I was just going to say that. The Mammoth.
I saw that.
And then the Mammoth also made it this year. But it's funny, like, most places don't even recognize the Mammoth in their Kroenke accolades, I guess you would say.
So, yeah. Title town, baby.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Totally. No, we'll take it. It's fun. Yeah. Fun to win, huh?
Yeah. No, totally. How are your Bills going to be?
Man, I hope they're going to be all right. There's a whole bunch of nonsense going on with Stephon Diggs right now. He, like, didn't go to mini camp the other day. So I just hope that they can keep it together and make a run.
Yeah. I think you meant your monthly bills. Are you going to be able to cover those?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, yeah. So hopefully they can do something. We'll see.
Now, Justin, any last-minute thoughts for our listeners out there?
Well, I definitely don't want to forget before we get off air here is just to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads that are out there, as well as my dad, Jack. I love you, man. Happy Father's Day. Look forward to hanging with you.
Yep. No, totally. I 100% agree with you. Looking forward to it. Any other last-minute real estate insights you got?
I think if you guys are out there, whether it's buying or selling, don't be scared of the market. Don't be scared of what you're hearing on the news and all of that. Just – first of all, reach out, talk to someone if you are considering on buying or selling. At least just get your ducks in a row, figure out what your options are, and if it feels suitable and everything is looking good, charge forward. If not, then that's all right. Take a step back, but at least you've gone out there and you've gotten the knowledge directly versus just assuming.
Or waiting for interest rates to drop.
Yeah. Or waiting, yep.
Exactly. If you'd like to get in touch with Justin Fine to discuss buying or selling your next home, Justin can be reached at 303-522-9622, and that is his direct, what do you call it, your bat phone?
The bat phone, the cash register.
Bat phone.
I don't know.
So, no. But thank you so much for tuning in to the MVP Real Estate Mortgage Report. If you have any questions about financing your next home or refinancing your current mortgage, give us a call at Citywide Home Loans at 303-921-5747. Don't miss next week's show. Right here on ESPN Denver 1600, Saturday at 7 a.m. You can find our past episodes on our podcast at denversports.com.